Euphoria.
Episode 173.
Them superpowers get neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling. You're moving just like a degenerate. Every antic is feeling distasteful.
It's feeling distasteful, Kendrick said. Back in the lab.
Because I'm a master manipulator.
Damn.
Such a funny insult.
Damn. Degenerate. He's throwing out some good words here.
Yeah.
Rap beef is back. We got rap beef. The world is a better place when there's rap beef, as long as it's not like actual serious outside of the songs beef.
Which sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. This does not feel like one of those times. So, you know, I'm enjoying it. Beef of the week.
Yeah, big time beef of the week. Did you see on Drake's tour that just finished, he had written on a board that I don't know if they would write it every place they went or wherever, but backstage it was something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing here, one of the lines is rap is a competitive sport.
100%.
So as long as that's the case, there will never be like pure unity within it.
I like it. We got the...
I feel like he's like inviting the beef.
We got the NBA playoffs.
Playoffs. Yeah.
We're back at it.
We're here.
This is a competitive sport.
This is not a competitive sport.
Patreon.com/foamyandbuckets for anyone who wants to listen to the podcast. That's where we host said podcast. We got a lot of stuff going on over there. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say our podcast. Do you think our podcast is a competitive sport? Me against you?
Damn. Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
No.
Prime Mike Tyson. Early Jake Paul.
TikTok Jake Paul.
It's TikTok Jake Paul. Patreon.com/foamyandbuckets if you want to support the podcast, if you dig what we're doing. If you're picking up what we're putting down, we like to keep this podcast ad-free. And by like to, I mean that's exactly what we do. So if you do want to support the podcast, we really appreciate it. We will put a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
Beef of the week.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little more Kendrick. See what we got.
Calculate, you're not as calculated. I can even predict your angle. Fabricate stories on the family front, cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator.
There it is.
The tales on you
master
now.
Manipulator.
Manipulator, yeah. Manipulator, gaslighter.
Yeah, you know, it's such a funny thing to say to somebody.
These are buzzwords, but Kendrick's getting to it. I, on the first listen, now we actually listened to it together. We were downtown Tampa.
Yeah.
Sipping a coffee.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate that they used a sugar alternative in my coffee, and I tasted it. It was stevia or something.
I drank yours afterwards, and it was pretty good.
You don't just throw...
Hang on. I need this. This is what I need. This is competitive sport. I got to get juiced up.
Crack it open. That was a dud.
So you always say it's a dud. It's never a dud.
I don't like...
Just so you know, Sven's going to...
Forget about it.
I don't... Twang on that thing, and it will not be a dud.
First listen through, I didn't really know what was going on. After diving into it a little bit more... I've probably listened to it now maybe like 7-8 times. I like it. It's good. I
got some other thoughts.
I think it's good. Bucket's not feeling it. Not feeling the Kendrick.
I listened to it 4 times, I think.
All right.
3.5. I'm going to say 3.5, and maybe with that part, I'm going to round it up to 4.
A quartet.
Yeah, a quartet.
Fair enough. A quartet of listen.
Shoo-be-doo. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I'm not a huge fan.
Wow.
And I'll say that Cameron and Mace agree with me.
They weren't feeling it.
They said it's a good record.
It is.
That it's not a great record.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that in the climate of music and social media and all these things, if Drake would have dropped Give Me 50 and then Euphoria comes out 2 days later, now you got a hitter.
But because they took so long.
Yeah, it took so long. And
what was it, 17 days?
Yeah, something. It was over 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah.
That's almost a moon cycle. You know what I'm saying?
Took his time with it, for sure. I don't think it's, you know, you think about like the greatest rap beefs ever. I mean, for me, it's Hov and Nas.
Yeah.
Ether, best diss track. Some people will tell you No Vaseline. That was like a little before our time. That one was like super, super personal. Like you listen to that, there's some malicious energy in that.
I'm going to say there's violence in those bars.
Definitely. But, and because they knew each other so intimately, but for me, it's Hov and Nas. This is obviously not on that level, but here's what I'll say.
But it's kind of like that style in the sense that, like, Kendrick is kind of akin to Nas, right?
Okay.
A little bit, would
sure,
you say?
Sure, yeah, I would say.
And Drake is kind of like
I don't see that one.
Hov. No, you mean he's the biggest guy going.
Yeah, for sure.
He's the biggest guy in rap music, which is what Jay-Z was for 20 years.
In that sense, but Jay-Z is a very barry dude. Like, he's a very lyrical guy.
Okay.
And has always been considered such. I think I think the
oh man. I'm in here with the just a rap professor. What would you like to call yourself?
No, not at all. I mean, you're the fucking professor. You're like, it's akin to the rappers of yesteryear and their forefathers. Like, I mean, you're going to break out fucking KRS-One on me? What are you doing? Holy shit.
Oh, man. KRS. Why the die dang, baby?
Here's the thing. The thing is, I think Drake songs are always going to sound better because he makes songs. And I think they're always going to appeal to the masses more than Kendrick. Drake raps, yes, but we've talked about this before. It's basically pop music at this point. It's basically, he's one of the biggest artists in the world. Kendrick is a little bit more like, you know, pure rap.
Yeah.
Like rappers rap. And I do understand how that's not going to appeal to everyone. That said, let's listen to a little more.
A rap artist, you a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU never had been your collection. I make music that electrify him. You make music that pacify him. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. No-
but don't tell no lies about me, and I won't tell truths about you. Damn. All right. Kendrick's getting to it.
I mean, I guess I don't really agree. I mean, he's getting to it. Yeah, he's rapping.
Listen to it a little more.
I mean, dude, I listen to it.
Me, and I won't tell truths about you.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing.
Switch up.
Here's the thing I'm going to, and when you pause it, I'm going to say it.
What's up?
The songs don't matter as far as who's going to be the winner or whatever. People are already, like, it's the same exact thing as LeBron and MJ.
What do you mean?
Like, you're on your side. Like,
you don't typically change sides.
No argument is like, nothing that Kendrick is going to do or nothing that Drake is going to do is going to be like, you know what? Drake's better.
No, I think there are still the people out there who judge the work for what it is and see they're like, I've always been the person. Like, I can appreciate Kobe. I can appreciate Braun. I can appreciate Steph. I'm not one of these people that has to like necessarily pick a side on artists or athletes.
No, for sure. But I'm just saying that like in the... Like, this is, I understand what you're saying, but you're not viewing it as a zero-sum game, right?
I don't know what that means.
Zero-sum game means there's no in-between. There's winners, and there's a winner, and there's a loser.
You going fucking Goodwill Hunting on me?
What, I mean, you could say that.
I mean, what, you going Beautiful Mind on me? What's going on?
Not quite Beautiful Mind.
Okay.
Hopefully not quite Beautiful Mind.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe Goodwill Hunting.
Okay.
How do you like them apples?
Well, I got a number.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
All right, continue, man. This guy's doing a fucking...
No, I'm just saying it's a zero-sum game. Like, in the Jordan versus LeBron debate of goatness, like, nobody watched Last Dance and was like, you know what? It is MJ, if they thought it was LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, some people do, I think.
Or 2%.
I think it's probably a small percentage. I do agree. I think people are on the side that they're on. Drake fans will side with Drake, and Kendrick fans will side with Kendrick, but you got like if Cam, for example, if Cam thought that Kendrick, mauled them,
he would have said.
He would say that. And that's what I mean. And there are fans like that too who can look at it from an unbiased perspective. I would like to consider myself one of those fans. I like Drake. I'm not one. See, usually you have like the real, like, you know, purists, right? Are more on that Kendrick side, and then obviously pop culture, the masses, you know, really everybody.
Yeah.
Drake, like he appeals to so many different people. It's not even just like, you know, he appeals to the suburbs or he's all over the place.
Yeah.
He's global, other countries here. He's in Canada.
He's big in Japan.
He's big in Japan. He said he was big in Japan. Yeah, and he is.
I believe it. I never been there.
Who am I to question? Yeah. I want to go. I want to eat some ramen. I want to check out the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Drake's already done all that. So here's what I'll say. Bar for bar, Drake, I do not think, can bang with Kendrick.
No, because he's not the pure lyricist. Yeah. He's not the pure lyricist that Kendrick is.
It's almost like basketball players who play different positions and you're trying to compare the two of them, or maybe even different sports in a way. You know, can you compare a football player to a basketball player? It gets a little tricky. That to me, that's how different Drake and Kendrick are. Now, they are in the same sport, and it's a competitive sport.
Yeah, it's a competitive sport.
So, you know, maybe then if you were comparing like Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Really different styles of player, really hard to compare them. They do different things. Drake makes, to me, better songs than Kendrick. And I don't think most people with that take, I think, don't like Kendrick. I like Kendrick. But I think most people who like Kendrick don't like Drake. I like both. So I think that proves your point earlier about how people have already picked their sides.
Yeah.
And I think it proves my point, that there are still some unicorns out there like myself.
Yeah.
That's all.
A young unicorn.